Hello everyone, I'm Amanda Balbi, Managing Editor at Consultant360.com. Clinical trials have shown mixed results regarding the effects of omega-3 therapy on the risk of cardiac death. However, researchers recently hypothesized that specific long-chain omega-3 polyunsaturated fatty acids may reduce the risk of cardiac death in some patients. The lead researcher on the study, Dr. Kevin Mackey, who is the President and Chief Science Officer at Midwest Biomedical Research at the Center for Metabolic and Cardiovascular Health in Glen Ellyn, Illinois, is here with us to explain his study and the results. Thank you for speaking with us today, Dr. Mackey.
Thank you. It's my pleasure.
So can you tell us a little bit more about your analysis and how it came about?
Sure. There has been a fair amount of controversy over the years about the efficacy of omega-3 fatty acids. There have been recommendations in the past to use omega-3 fatty acids in high-risk people for secondary prevention of cardiovascular events. And then some recent studies have had neutral results suggesting no benefit. And so we were interested in looking at what has been done in clinical trials and evaluating why some studies have suggested benefit and others have not, and then also trying to reconcile the data from randomized clinical trials with that from observational studies where there is a benefit that has been observed fairly consistently with higher intake of long-chain omega-3 fatty acids, mostly from fish and other seafood sources.
What is the mechanism between omega-3s and cardiac death?
The mechanism is uncertain at present. One possibility is reducing the risk for fatal ventricular arrhythmias, especially those that are triggered by ischemia. But there are other potential mechanisms as well, especially anti-inflammatory mechanisms, other things relating to lipid metabolism, such as lowering the triglyceride level, reducing platelet activation, and a number of other mechanisms, such as blood pressure lowering, for which low intake levels may not be sufficient to produce the physiologic effects. So while we have a fairly large number of randomized controlled trials, many of them used a relatively low dosage, and so one hypothesis is that they simply may not have used a high enough dosage to produce the physiologic effects that lead to possible protection. Having said that, we are in a situation where we have mixed results, and there are some ongoing randomized controlled trials in large groups of people that should help to answer some of these questions.
Were the dosages seen in your analysis from foods alone or additional supplementation?
We specifically looked at trials that used supplements. Having said that, the observational evidence does suggest that higher intake of omega-3 fatty acids from food is associated with lower risk. And so, in general, Americans are consuming less than the recommended 250 to 500 milligrams per day of long-chain omega-3 fatty acids that is recommended. And to get that amount through diet usually requires 1 to 2 oily fish meals each week. And a large group of the population does not eat fish regularly. And even those who do eat fish, they often are eating sources of fish that are lower in long-chain omega-3 fatty acids. So I think that from a public health perspective, we have observational evidence that suggests that increasing dietary intake of long-chain omega-3 fatty acids should be expected to produce benefits. But in terms of high-risk patients who maybe have pre-existing cardiovascular disease or are at high risk for a cardiovascular disease event, it might require intakes that would be difficult to obtain through diet to produce benefits, although I have to emphasize at this point, the recommendations from the American Heart Association, I think, are supported by the results of our meta-analysis, mainly that for high-risk patients, those with cardiovascular disease or heart failure, using long-chain omega-3 fatty acids as a treatment is reasonable. And for everyone else in the general population, the recommendation is to have 1 to 2 oily fish meals per week.
What do your results mean for practicing physicians in the United States?
Well, I think that with the results of our study, and I would say that there are kind of two main findings. One is that overall, there was a very modest benefit, an 8% reduction in cardiac death in the groups that received omega-3 fatty acid supplements. So the main finding is that there's a very modest benefit overall. So that is meaningful because the risk of omega-3 supplementation is so low. So even if it is only an 8% benefit, given the very low risk associated with the intervention, I think that's meaningful. But the more speculative element is that in the subset of studies where they used more than 1 gram a day of EPA plus DHA in the supplements, there was a larger effect, a 29% reduction. So that supports the hypothesis, and I want to emphasize that at this point it is a hypothesis and remains to be confirmed with prospective trials, that there may be a larger benefit with larger dosages. And the dosages that are used as an example for the treatment of severe hypertriglyceridemia are more along the lines of 3.6 grams per day of EPA plus DHA as an example in a pharmaceutical product that is a fish oil concentrate. So we have some ongoing studies now that should help to answer that question using higher intake levels in specifically in those studies, patients with hypertriglyceridemia and elevated cardiovascular risk. We should know in maybe a year to 2 years whether those interventions are producing the benefit that might be predicted based on the subset of our studies that used higher dosages of omega-3 fatty acids.
So how will your review and your future work in this area affect the broader healthcare environment?
Well, I think that we are in a situation where while we've had quite a few studies done with omega-3 fatty acids, the studies that have been done have all had significant limitations. So either they have not studied a targeted group, such as patients with hypertriglyceridemia, or they have used very low dosages, and so they haven't really answered some of the important questions about the effects of higher dosages where there may be additional physiologic effects, such as anti-inflammatory effects, antiplatelet effects, and blood pressure lowering effects. Again, given the low risk associated with the intervention, my view is that physicians should be willing to follow, or should be willing to at least consider following, the American Heart Association's recommendation that for patients with atherosclerotic cardiovascular disease or with heart failure, using an omega-3 fatty acid supplement, either a pharmaceutical product or a dietary supplement product, is a reasonable consideration. And we will hopefully have more definitive answers soon from the results from a number of ongoing clinical trials, in particular, 2 trials that are using higher dosages in patients with hypertriglyceridemia.
So thank you again for speaking with us today, Dr. Mackey.
It's my pleasure. Thank you for your interest in our work.